Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast, and welcome to Friday. Friday is just a great day. It is kind of the end of the work week, the preparation of the weekend. Sunday is coming, and man, are we going to have a great time at church Sunday. Make sure you join us live at Sugar Hill Church, 9:30 or 11 a.m., and then if you're one of the hundreds of leaders at our church, make sure you hang around right after, have some lunch, and we're going to have you home in time in your favorite chair to watch the Atlanta Falcons beat the Packers so that they can go to the Super Bowl. So why not just put all your Falcons gear on, hats and gloves and jackets and jerseys, and man, just show up at Sunday and get your Falcon on, and let's have a great time of worship. But today, let's talk about one thing, one word, one thing that's necessary. Back maybe early part of the year, or maybe between Christmas and New Year's, I put this list of words together that I was trying to get settled into my head. What could be one word that would help give direction to my life in times when I needed kind of a change in my course? I needed course correction. What would this be? How would I memorialize that? So I put this list together, and I don't know how many words I started with, maybe 100, and whittled them down to 10. I took those 10 and thought, I wonder how I'm doing in these 10. And so I kind of measured from 1 to 10, how am I doing in some of these words? Well, the one word that I was really looking for just jumped off out of the pages, and before I knew it, it felt like everything I was reading in my meditation time, everything that I was hearing and the music that I was listening to, all pointed to this one word. Even the books I started reading, or the friends that I would chat with, or even when Jenny and I would have conversations, this one word kept coming up into my heart, and that was this one thing called courage. Now, you know, every one of these words is something you have to define in particular to you, and how the divine defines that word for you. So for me, what did courage mean? Well, courage meant that all of those other things that I would like to be this year, courage was what could get the first step of the climb underway. Courage was what was when you were weary or a piece of gear didn't work, that you would get back onto the trail. Courage was what allowed you in times when you didn't know what to do to keep going. Courage was like the fuel that was ever available, and you never ran out of gas because courage took you through a difficult season. But I have come to believe that all of us need something that gives us clear direction to get onto the climb, stay on the climb, and then inevitably when you summit the climb, know that you need to tackle another one. Well, in the Gospel of Mark, the scriptures say that as Jesus is talking, he's looking and says, "This one thing you lack," Jesus said, "go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." Now, if you're not careful, you're going to think that this story Jesus is talking about is about money. But this isn't a money story. Jesus is referring to the courage that it will take and the fortitude that it will take, and most importantly, the faith that it will take to follow Jesus. It costs us something to live under the blessing and the provision and the care of God. And what does it cost us? It costs us being willing to have the courage to follow Jesus. If you look at the story of Jesus through the Gospels, there was nothing easy about it, nor will it be today. But this one thing Jesus says you lack isn't that he sells everything, is that he sells his heart out to Christ. What is your word this year? Maybe it's commitment, maybe it's devotion, maybe it's faithfulness, maybe it's consistency. Maybe yours is courage as well. This young ruler who came to Jesus, he was a devout and upright guy. He was a leader in his day, but Jesus is making a point to him that you're just lacking this one thing. And by the way, by missing this one thing, you're missing everything. You know what I didn't want to do? I didn't want to go into this year and not be a courageous human. I didn't want to miss being a courageous follower of Jesus. I didn't want to miss being a courageous friend or a courageous husband, a courageous dad or granddad. I didn't want to miss being a courageous leader or a courageous pastor or create courageous author. Because you see, if I miss that window, I'm going to miss everything else that God intends. So I would ask you, put your list together, whittle it down to one word, then begin to just search, just use a Google search, Bible verses about, and then fill in your word. It will blow your mind. Now, it's important to say Bible verses about the word, not things like devotions about the word or books about the word, Bible verses about that word. It will blow your mind when you are all about finding whatever the word is for you this year to be able to start the climb, stay on the climb, finish the climb, be bold and to enjoy the climb. It will blow your mind how much scripture will be pointed out to you that you never imagined that were on point with your word. So go find your word and get your climb on. It's Friday, my friend. Climb with joy today. And I'll see you Sunday. If you don't live in Atlanta, make sure you join us online. You can watch us at 9:30, 11, or any of the replays at live.sugarhill.church. Get your Falcons gear on. It's going to be a big day at Sugar Hill Church. God bless you. Bye now.